Despite such attempts to intimidate parents and instill fear, Giordano concluded by calling on parents to be fearless. "You have to be courageous, you have to stand up, and you have to speak out," he said. "Because if you don't, these powers will continue to expand and it'll be too late," he added. "We'll look back and we'll see that we should have spoken up now." The Biden administration has been accused of weaponizing the DOJ to intimidate concerned and vocal parents, with national organizations of parents expressing outrage over the Biden DOJ's intention to direct the FBI to mobilize against parents who oppose CRT and mask mandates in K-12 schools and speak out about their concerns. In July, Giordano said citizens should be alarmed by the constitutionality of the Biden administration's hunt for loosely defined domestic terrorists in a strategy being utilized as a political weapon to silence and bludgeon political opponents. Last week, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, sounded off on the Senate Judiciary hearing with Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco regarding the DOJ's announcement that it would intervene to address perceived threats against educators and school boards, describing the effort by President Joe Biden's administration as intimidation and harassment against parents. Earlier this month, former President Donald Trump condemned the Biden DOJ over the memorandum. "Teehee, parents are very wounded by what's taken place by, in many cases, radical left school boards," he said. "And you would certainly think they have a voice, and they have a voice, as to how their children are going to be educated, brought up and educated." In addition, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, blasted Garland for betraying his promise. At his confirmation hearing, Merrick Garland promised not to follow the Obama model of weaponizing the DOJ to target and persecute his political opponents, Cruz wrote. "Just a few months in, he's already breaking that promise," he added. On Wednesday, a Virginia woman said the National School Boards Association, NSBA, and the DOJ are enacting similar strategies to the ones she experienced when she was a student during China's Cultural Revolution before immigrating to the U.S. "When I was in China, I spent my entire school years in the Chinese Cultural Revolution. So I'm very, very familiar with the communist tactics of how to divide people. How they canceled the Chinese traditional culture and destroyed our heritage," Zai Van Fleet said. All this is happening here in America. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.